Hello, and welcome to Five for the Day. A short time ago, my wife and I took our granddaughter to Pembrokeshire for a few days. We had a good relaxing break. On one of those days, we walked the coastal path from Old Fishguard Harbour around to New Fishguard Harbour, where the Irish ferry boat had just docked. The sea was calm and the sun was shining. We sat on a bench where we watched the lorries, cars and passengers disembark from the ferry. We also watched as a fisherman from his boat dropped some lobster or crab pots into the water. My granddaughter even spotted a man swimming in the sea. Not bad for the first week of November. I was really impressed. To make the most of the lovely weather, we took a short drive north of Fishguard to a little coastal area called Cwm yr Eglwys. Such a picturesque place. We stood by the ruins of an old church and looked out to the calm sea. There was a young father fishing with his son and daughter from a small rock, a couple walking their dog on the sand, and a couple of seals every so often popping their heads out of the water, having a look to see what was going on with us strange-looking creatures on dry land. It is days like this that I appreciate God's wonderful creation. I came across this poem written by Joyce Kilmer, a soldier who was killed in action July the 30th, 1918. But it sounds like he too appreciated God's creation. And it goes like this. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made for fools like me, but only God can make a tree. However, not all days like that day in Fishguard. I can remember working in the school one day when we had a fierce storm. It was so bad that the strong gales blew whole sections of the school roof off. Windows were being blown in, and both staff and pupils sheltered in what was thought to be the safest part of the school. One member of staff actually got blown off her feet whilst on the school drive and ended up being saved by a neighbouring garden fence. Such was the strength of the wind. The storm went on to cause thousands of pounds worth of damage in the area on that particular day. In the Gospel of Mark, we read of an occasion when the disciples were with Jesus on a boat, when a furious storm came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus stood up and, looking at the waves, said, "Peace, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm, and the men asked each other, "Who is this? Even the waves obey him." This showed the men that Jesus was who he claimed to be, the Son of the living God, and that he had full control of nature itself. You may be listening to this message feeling that you're in the middle of a storm. You feel battered and buffeted by what life seems to be throwing at you. You are seeking shelter from the storms of life. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are heavy laden or burdened, and I will give you rest." The Old Testament story of Jonah was of a man who was running from the plan and purpose that God had for his life. He ran straight into a storm. The storm was a means that God used to get Jonah back on track. It is written of Jesus that he came to shine a light on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. I would like to finish with the words of Johnson Oatman Jr. "When upon life's billow you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Thank you for listening.